Billy the Mountain. Billy the Mountain. A regular picturesque postcard mountain residing between lovely Rosamond and Gorman. With his stunning wife Ethel, a tree. A tree.
A tree growing off of his shoulder. Billy was a mountain.
Billy was a mountain.
Ethel was a tree growing off of his shoulder.
Ethel was a tree growing off of his shoulder.
Hey, hey, hey!
Billy had two big caves for eyes and a cliff for jaw that would go up and down. And whatever it did, he'd pop up some dust.
One day, and I believe it was on a Tuesday, a man in a checkered double-knit suit drove up in a large Eldorado Cadillac leased from Bob Spring.
Where the freeways meet in Downey.
And he laid a huge, bulging envelope right at the corner of Billy the Mountain that was right where his foot was supposed to be. Now, Billy the Mountain, he couldn't believe it. All those postcards he posed for all of those years. And finally, now at last, his royalties.
Royalties! Royalties! Royalties!
Yes! Billy the Mountain was rich! And his eyeball caves, they widened in amazement. And his jaw, which was a cliff, well, it dropped 30 feet. A bunch of dust puffed out. Rocks and boulders hacked up.
Hack, hack, hack.
Crushing the Lincoln.
I gave him the money. He acted real funny. He hopped up a rock and it totaled my car.
I'll do you.
No, when he trucks might be bound for the valley. I don't want to stand here all night in this bar.
Dear Lord, I
don't want to stand here all night in this bar.
No shit, I
don't want to stand here all night in this bar.
By 2 o'clock, when the bars had already closed down, Billy had broken the big news to Ethel. Oh, and Ethel, like any little woman, she of course was very excited. She creaked a little bit, and some old birds flew off of her. Billy told Ethel they were going to... They were going to New York!
Hello? We're going to... New York!
But first, they were gonna stop in Las Vegas!
It's up to Las Vegas to check out the lounges, pull a few handles and drink a few beers.
Chug-a-lug-a-lug.
Ethel, my darling, you know that I love you. I'm glad we could have a vacation this year.
Oh, neato.
Glad we could.
crunching across the Mojave Desert, their voices echoing through the canyons of your minds.
Get a cup of coffee. There's a Howard Johnson's. Wanna eat some clams?
The first noteworthy piece of real estate they destroyed was Edwards Air Force Base.
And to this very day, wingnuts and data reduction clerks alike speak in reverent whispers about that fateful night when test stand number one and the rocket sled itself got lunched.
I said lunched.
Lunched.
By a famous mountain in.
Adi, adi, adi.
And his small wooden wife.
Adi, 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 adi.
Word just in to the KTTV news service. Undeniably links this mountain and his wife to drug abuse and payoffs as part of a San Joaquin Valley smut ring. However, we can assure parents in the Southern California area that a recent narcotics crackdown in Torrance, Hawthorne, Lomita, Westchester, Playa del Rey, Santa Monica, Sunland, Tahunga, San Fernando, Pacoima, Sylmar, Newhall, Canoga Park, Palmdale, Glendale, Irwindale, Rolling Hills, Granada Hills, Shadow Hills, Cheviot Hills. We'll provide the secret evidence the Palmdale grand jury has needed to seek a criminal indictment and pave the way for stiffer legislation, increased federal aid, and avert a crippling strike of bartenders and veterinarians throughout the Inland Empire. Within the week,
Jerry Lewis had hosted a telethon.
La la la, nice lady.
To raise funds for the injured.
Injured.
And homeless.
Homeless.
In Glendale.
As Billy had just leveled it.
And just at that point, a few miles right outside of town, Billy had caused a.
Oh, my papa!
In the Earth's crust, right over the secret underground dumps, right near the Jack in the Box on Glen Oaks, where they keep the.
Ooh, the old poison gas! And obsolete germ bombs!
Just as a freak tornado cruised through.
Yes. It was about 3 o'clock in the afternoon when little Howard Kaplan was sitting on his porch, just playing and having a nice time with his little accordion, when this weird wind came up, direct from Glendale, blowing all of these terrible germs in his direction. And all of this caused by a huge mountain?
Somewhere.
Sucking up 2/3 of it. Suck, suck, suck. For untimely dispersal over vast stretches of.
What?
Now, unless I misunderstood, it was right outside of Columbus, Ohio. Woo! When Billy received his notice to report for his induction physical. Now Ethel said, let me tell you, Ethel said she wasn't gonna let him go.
I'm not gonna let you go, Billy.
That's right.
We now have confirmed reports from an informed Orange County minister that Ethel is still an active communist. And it is this reporter's opinion that she also practices...
Come in!
Witchcraft.
It was about this time that the telephone rang inside of the secret briefcase belonging to the one mortal man who might be able to stop all of this senseless destruction and save America herself. And I'm sorry to disappoint some of you. It was not Sarah Palin. This one man was Studebaker Hawk, fantastic new superhero of the current economic slump.
Now, some people say he looked like Zubin Mehta. And still others said, bullshit, honey. He was just some greasy guy who happened to be born next to the frozen beef pies at Boney's Market. Still others would say, pshaw, piss on you, Jack. He was just some crazy Italian who drove a red car. You see, nobody ever really knew for sure because Studebaker Hawk, well, he was so mysterious.
Or if he has a son named Pinocchio or what?
Some men say he could fly, some men say he could swim.
Others say he could sing like Neil Sedaka. Huh. And all the girls in Flushing would be amazed of him.
Two,
three,
amazed of him.
Amazed!
Time passing.
January.
February.
June and July.
March.
July.
Wednesday,
2:30 in the afternoon.
Irwin.
Sunday,
lap
20 cars.
Well,
Friday,
City of Industry.
Big John Masmanian.
So when the phone rang in the secret briefcase, strong masculine hand with a Dudley Do-Right wristwatch
and flexi bracelet. And answered in a deep, calmly assured voice.
So, yeah, hello, everybody. Yeah? Are you kidding? You're not kidding. A mountain?
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
With a tree growing off of his shoulder?
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
Oh, man, you're foolish. And, hey, by the way, did you get those white elves I sent you with the pencil on the front? Yeah? Well, you should move some of those for me. We're having a lot of... Yeah, wonderful. Awesome. Great. Cool. So, kiss little Jakey on the head for me. And how'd your wife's hemorrhoids... Oh, that's too bad. So, a mountain? Ugh. Well, I gotta write this down, sort of. Take a few notes here. Yeah? To El Segundo, huh? Causing... untold destruction?
My baby!
Wanted for draft evasion? An expense account? And per diem too?
Some men say he could dance.
They said he could dance, and of course they were right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is it. The Studebaker Hawk dancing lesson and cosmic prayer for guidance featuring Joe Travers. Hit it.
Twirly, 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 twirly.
Fillmore.
Hey! Right hand from the heart.
Left hand from the heart, right hand from the heart, left hand from the left shoulder to the heart.
Twirly, 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 twirly.
No one can dance like Studebaker Hawk. There are so many rumors spread about Studebaker Hawk. Consider this rumor, which was published about 3 weeks ago in Rolling Stone.
Oh, it's gotta be true!
Studebaker Hawk can write the Lord's Prayer on the head of a pin.
Something said he could write the Lord's Prayer on the head of a head of a. Head of a pin.
Stills, Nash, and Prince.
I'm so hip.
Bee pie. He was born next to the bee pies. Underneath Joni Mitchell's autograph picture. Right next to time. Every rock has been paid for. Next to the boat where Crosby pushed away all his.
Of a frozen beef pie.
Boldly springing into action, he phoned his wife, who ran a modeling school, whereupon he... Yes! He ran around the back of the Broadway at Hollywood Boulevard and Vine to see if he could find himself some big, large, unused cardboard boxes. After which, he hit up the Ralph's on Sunset for some Aunt Jemima syrup, some Kaiser broiler foil, and a pair of blunt scissors!
Yeah! Yes!
And in the parking lot of Ralph's, where no prices are lower prices than Ralph's, in the parking lot of Ralph's, in between a pair of customized trucks where nobody was looking, he cut off some really, really, really nice wings, and he covered them thoroughly with foil.
Out of the parking lot and into the sky.
At the edge of Billy the Mountain's mouth, take it away.
Yeah, yeah, well, listen, Billy. I've come to reason with you. Our great country needs you in the armed forces. Your number came up. You can't go on running like this forever.
Yeah, well, Ethel just shook her twigs angrily. But Studebaker Hawk, calm, collected and unperturbed, continue.
Yeah, yeah, well, listen.
Listen, you communist son of a bitch. You better get your ass down there for your fucking physical, or I'll see to it that you get used for fill dirt at some impending New Jersey marsh reclamation. And your girlfriend there will wind up disguised as a series of brooms, primitive ironing boards, or a doghouse.
Get the picture?
Yeah, well, Billy just laughed.
If they think they're gonna draft me, they're crazy.
Unfortunately, Studebaker Hawk was standing at the edge of the giant mountain's mouth. When Billy the Mountain laughed, Studebaker Hawk lost his footing and fell screaming 200 feet into the rubble below!
Oh, Lord Jesus! Oh, Jesus! Oh,
And then, 100 feet more!
Need a dress. So,
you see, it only goes to show you, and it'll show you once again that
a mountain is something you don't wanna fuck with. You don't wanna fuck with. Don't fuck around.
Don't fuck around.
Don't fuck with Billy.
If you've never heard that song before, that's probably one of the more fun ways to experience it.